This episode is proudly sponsored by the Australian Songwriters Conference, and it's on again in June 10th to 14th at Edelong Beach, just north of Sydney. Don't miss 4 days of essential skills and career development for music creators. Go to AustralianSongwritersConference.com for more details. Welcome to Songwriter Trysts, an intimate podcast that interviews artists about the art of songwriting and find out more about the life behind the songs. I'm singer-songwriter Ray Lee and your host for this show. Music saved my life, and I want to talk to other songwriters about the power of songwriting, talk about their journey and how they got to where they are today. This is a safe space to share stories, lessons and emotions, all the great things that build an amazing song. If you're enjoying the show and you want to support the podcast, you can buy us a coffee through the website www.songwritertrysts.com. Welcome to A Songwriter Tryst with JD Reynolds. How are you doing?
Hello, how are you all? Thanks.
Welcome to the Songwriter Tryst podcast family.
Thank you for having me.
Very exciting to have you a part of what we're doing. I get everyone to start by telling me your artist journey and story. Who are you and where you come from?
My name is JD Reynolds. I am a country music artist. Where do I come from? I come from rural New South Wales in Australia. Mm-hmm. I'm a country girl, come from a medium-sized family. Everyone's a music lover. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's where I come from. Just an Aussie girl.
Sounds good. So where did you get started? When did music influence you to begin with?
I think I got the best introduction to music from my mother. She's a massive fan of music. So from the day I was born, I had Dolly Parton, Queen of Country Music, playing in the house. I had Elvis, the King of Rock and Roll. I had Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. I had Prince, the Prince of Everything. Whitney Houston, Roy Orbison. And so she had these fantastic artists on repeat in the house. And my mum would grab me as a toddler and say, come on, let's sing, let's dance. And I think that that is how I got my introduction into music, because I just started singing and dancing while I was still in a nappy.
Yeah. And was your mum musical, or she just was a fan?
My mum is a fan. She does have a sweet voice, but my mum is just a major music fan. But my mum is a fantastic photographer, so she's very artistic.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's a very artistic family. My brothers can sing. My brothers can play guitar. They didn't pursue those avenues, but they're still very musical. So I think it was through my mum. It was definitely through my mum. That's where I got my love of music.
And when did you start being a songwriter? When did that start for you?
As soon as I could hold a crayon properly and string some words together, I started writing. How I started songwriting was I was rewriting the ends of all of the nursery rhymes that I was read as a kid. Because I felt that a lot of them had sad or brutal endings. So I rewrote the ends of all of them, and my mum just kept them in a journal, and that's how I started songwriting.
That's gorgeous. That's a beautiful thing. This is just, you were born this way, which is beautiful. I think all people are born this way. But you were encouraged in it, which is really nice. Well done.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. And I just had, I think I had a love for music it on this equal par of just a love for life. So for me, my music, my songwriting, my singing, my dancing, just the joy of being alive is so wrapped up in music.
Tuck on my hair under a trucker's cap. No heels, no skirts, no dresses, no none of that. Boots and jeans and t-shirts will be just fine. Tonight I'm not a girl.
Special and spiritual thing, writing music.
Absolutely, it is, yeah. And when did you decide to make it like a career? Because that's a big thing, doing it as a passion. but then yes. choosing to share it and make it as a career and run it as a business, that's a really big step. When did that happen for you?
I knew I wanted to do this from a very young age. Mm-hmm. I believe that my songwriting's a gift straight from God. I knew that I had these great songs just churning in my brain. So I knew all along that I wanted to be in the music industry. I started off as a dancer, and how I used to calm my nerves before any big shows or any big ballet exams or any big concerts is that I would sing to calm my nerves.
Nice.
And I would sing my own songs that I had written. And that's how I started thinking to myself, you know what, this is what I love. This is what I love to do. I think this is my calling, and I want to be an artist.
Yeah, I love that. That music relaxed me as well. Like, I would sing during exams and I'd be told to shut up.
Yes,
like,
that's right. So funny. Oh, me too. Oh, my gosh, yes. Humming while you're writing essays in exams, yes, I'm guilty of all of that. I used to do it all. And I think the examiners were used to me, you know, they'd just tap me on the shoulder and say, JD, shh.
You're singing again, you're singing. And it's a subconscious thing that happens, isn't it? I didn't know that I was doing it until people were yelling at me. I'd be like, why is everyone yelling at me?
It's natural, yeah. It's for musical people, just to start humming or singing or dancing anywhere, it's just very natural.
And so freeing. And so have you always done it straight out of school? You did dancing. What inspired the dancing, and what was that journey like?
The dancing came about when I was scouted by the Royal Academy of Dance when I was just a toddler. They spotted me and said, she's our next ballerina. So I was classically trained to the highest level that a ballerina can get to. And then I grew very tall overnight. It literally was an overnight growth spurt. And
what's very tall?
I'm 5'11".
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 5'11", so it's not an ideal height for a female ballerina, perfect height for a male ballerina.
A female model.
So I started getting into some modelling, that's right. Yeah. So I thought, okay, well, look, the ballet will have to be just continue to do ballet for my own love and my own fitness and my own passion for it. But look, in the back of my mind, I always knew that I loved music. I was continually songwriting, singing, and I thought the journey is just slowly drifting into what I really want to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And you did dance, then you got too tall. Fair enough. I'm tall as well. I get it. And then you did modelling.
I did, yeah. So it's just that natural transition. Oh, okay, she's tall and skinny. Yep, there she goes into modelling. Yeah. So I ended up doing some modelling, which was fun. Mm. And I've been blessed enough to see the good side of modelling. I know that there is not such a good side to it.
Yeah.
But I had a fabulous mum who came with me everywhere, who was my protector in everything, because I was underage when I was doing all of this. And so she would come with me everywhere and protect me and just be there by my side 24/7 with everything that I was doing in modelling. So I was very fortunate with that. But it's something I enjoyed. It's not my passion. Even before, even with modelling shoots, I'd get nervous. I'd say, look, can I just put some music on and sing, and then you'll get the best photos of me.
Oh, that's really cool. I love that. And they probably would have loved that too, I reckon.
Yeah. So I just, look, I can't stand here and look serious, or I can't do the runway without music and singing and smiling. So I used to get in trouble a little bit for smiling on the runway, but anyway, it's a pretty good thing to get in trouble for, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon too. Yeah, take me back. Yeah. So you did a modelling, and then when did you first start recording and releasing and becoming yourself as an artist?
Started listening to a lot of different types of albums, and I kept on coming back to a couple of artists where I thought, oh, my goodness, I really like that sound. It wasn't a matter of, oh, I like the songs or, oh, I like the, you know, anything about it. It was the sound of these albums. Mm. And then I listened to another one. I thought, okay, this has got a very similar sound. Who is this? So I started Googling who the producer was, and it was Brad and Williams. And he was the bee's knees. And, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get in contact with this person? So just through the powers that be and just sheer determination, right, and a little bit of cheekiness, I got a hold of Braddon's mobile number and I rang him and started singing down the phone and just saying, and I said, I'm Judy Reynolds. This is what I sound like. This is one of my songs. And I just started singing until I thought he'll either tell me to shut up or just hang up on me.
Yeah.
And he literally said, wow, all right, you're uncomparable, aren't you? And I said, oh, my goodness. And he just, then we just started communicating. And from there, we are just creating a really awesome and unique country album.
That's such a cool story and well done. You're obviously a very brave and determined, passionate person and I love it.
I think you just got to go for it. Sometimes you think, look, if I get hung up on or someone tells me to get lost, that's all right. That's fine. But I'd rather try.
Absolutely, yeah, try. Because if you don't try, it's a no anyway, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's how my country journey began. I always knew I was going to be a country artist. I do write a variation of songs in variations of genres. So a lot of artists do reach out and ask me to write different types of songs. But the country music.
That's awesome. I love country music and it's something special in there. That I love all music, but there's something special about country music that I can't quite put my finger on, but I don't have to. It just feels good.
No, that's right. Someone was asking me about this yesterday, actually. I was having a chat with someone yesterday afternoon just about country music and what it means. And they asked me, why country music and what do you love about country music? Mm. And I've always felt that with country songs, the lyrics tell a story. I like to listen to a song and I like to be absolutely submerged into the songwriter's story. I like a strong visual, I like strong lyrics, and I like to hear a story. And that's what I love about country music, because lyricists in country music always have a story to tell. It's not just one or two words on repeat or one or two lines on repeat. It is a tiny little 3-minute book of awesomeness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I love country music.
That's perfectly wrapped up. I love it. And what about this album you're doing and what you're creating at the moment? Is there a core message or a goal behind what you want to say through your music, what you want the stories to say?
Yes, absolutely. The album is sounding amazing. I'm very excited about it. And, Ray, it is literally like me handing you over my diary and saying, here you go. I sing my truth. There are no punches pulled in the album. If you hear a song, you think, oh, my goodness, did that really happen? Yes, that really happened.
Oh, three chords and the truth.
Yeah. Did she really go through that? Yes, that really happened. So every word I sing, every melody, everything on the album I wrote, from the lyrics to the melodies, even just guitar parts or piano parts where I'll say, oh, look, I'd like the banjo doing this, or I'd like the keyboards doing this, or I'd like the fiddles to be coming in here. And it was a great journey for me. Co-producing the album with Braddon was a thrill and amazing. And I think that if you are in a mood one day where you're feeling a bit sad, there's a song on there for you. If you're feeling angry, there's a song on there for you. If you're feeling optimistic about life, there's a song on there for you. If you've had boy trouble, girl trouble, there's a song on there for you. So I do think it's going to really hit listeners in the heart and they will be on an emotional roller coaster with me, which will be fun.
That's cool. It sounds like a full spectrum of emotion, which is exactly what it is to be human. We don't ever feel just one thing. We feel everything. Sometimes we feel it all at once and sometimes we roll with emotions. But I think that's beautiful and that's what music is there for, to help us just feel held in those emotions that we all feel all the time. So
true.
Well done. You said you've done it all by yourself. Do you do co-writing? Have you ever done co-writing for your music?
I love to co-write with my mum. She is this secret little gem of a songwriter, and she thinks outside the box lyrically because she is an English major. She knows all of these different meanings to all of these fabulous words that you'll never hear. And I like to run things past my mum where I say, I'm trying to express this in a way that sounds like this. And then she'll just think on it for me and then we'll come up with some ideas. She's co-written a couple of the songs on the album as a lyricist. As far as writing with other artists, I'm a very unique writer. Unlike many other artists in the world, I cannot go into a studio and sit down with a pen and paper and say, right, off you go. It'll never happen. For me, it's spiritual. I can be driving my 4x4. I can be out having a surf, and an entire song in its entirety, or maybe just a chorus of a song, lyrics, melody, the whole thing will come flying straight into my head and hit me like a bolt of lightning. And it's a very unique way of writing, but it's not very conducive to sitting down with other artists and saying, what would you like to write about? Yeah. The best way for other artists to co-write with me is for them to say, I've got an idea. This is what I'm thinking about. This is the direction I'd like to be going into. This is a song about X, Y, and Z. And then I'll have to say, right, let me think on it. And then if anything comes to me in the next week or 2 weeks or a month where it's literally given to me by God, I'll say, yep, okay, I've got something for you. And then I can share that. But if it's, right, sit down, here we go, we're in a writing session at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I'll say, no, I can't do it.
Yeah. And that's, I think, perfectly fine. It's just a different way of writing. And I've done co-writing with people where it's been face-to-face and we do it within a few hours, and then there's been times when it's been over like via email, especially recently, where it's like, oh, I'll send you an idea, and then a week later I get back an idea with a voice recording and some lyrics, and then we just go back and forth. And there's something special in that, to be able to create that vulnerability and that space for someone to, what you said, just go into yourself and have that experience and then come out of it and share.
Yes. Absolutely. So I enjoyed, Braden sent me a piece of music that he was working on, and he said, and he knows how I write, he said, just listen to it, get it into your head and see what you can come up with. And I had to listen to it and then forget about it. That's how I do it. And then something will, and in this case it did, something will hit me a month later, 2 months later, even six months later, and I will have a fabulous song ready to rock and roll, and it'll be weird. Oh, hey, Braden, remember that piece of music you sent me 12 weeks ago? Yeah. Hey, I've got something. But he understands how I write now. He loves it, and it's been great working with Braden, because I am such an interesting songwriter in the way that I do write, that it's been nice to work with Braden, who really understands creatively what I'm doing and how I process my songwriting. And it's really nice. And he's always really encouraging. And I can, when I'm listening to the mixes of the album that we're piecing together, I can hear that special relationship that myself and Braden have got within the album. And I'm so grateful for that, because it was so important for me to have a producer who really understands. And it's very hard to find a producer who can hear inside your head.
And nearly impossible, but
exactly. And it takes a lot of really good, open, free-flowing communication with your producer to try to get your producer to get those ideas out of your head and get them down. And I think that myself and Brad did that very well. So I'm super excited about the album. Taking us home tonight. Stare all you like, we don't care how we look. It's all about how we feel, and we're feeling good. This is what I call a great one-night stand. Just me and the girls on the bus, after booze on the killer friggin' band. This is a
That's awesome. I'm excited too. What is the best advice that you think you've ever been given?
Stay true to yourself. Mm-hmm. Trust your gut instinct, because it is always right.
Isn't it? Even when you don't know why.
Yes. Always wear fabulous underwear. This is my grandma, because even if you're in a daggy tracksuit, you feel $1 million.
You've got good underwear on.
And standards are like stilettos. The higher, the better.
Okay, they're all brilliant and the best advice I think I've ever had on this podcast. Well done. I've done over 100 of them. You've done well.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right. If you could go back in time and give yourself a piece of advice, or if you're talking to someone just coming into the industry, what do you think is the most important thing to share with them?
I think I would share with myself, if I went back, is to stay on your journey. Trust your journey. Trust God. He's got your back. And trust yourself, and always listen to those who love you the most. So if you have a parent or a sibling who is giving you advice, and you know that person loves you the most, and then you have an outsider giving you completely and totally opposite advice, my opinion is to listen to those you love.
And that they love you.
Yeah. Because they always have your best interests at heart.
Ah, oh, so true. And sometimes we are blind to things because we want to believe something, or and that's when we can get caught up. And
for younger artists, because I started as a kid, always have someone there with you, someone who has your back, a family member, someone who loves you and will protect and take care of you, and just always have them and take them everywhere you go. And then that way you will enjoy moments in the industry that other young artists haven't maybe not enjoyed so much.
Yes, and that's a very good point. Safety first, especially.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's safety first, and whoever doesn't like it, you just tell them to go jump.
Yeah. If they don't like it, there's a good reason for it.
Absolutely. Stay strong and stay true.
Exactly. No, that's beautiful. Oh, very full of good advice, and I really appreciate you sharing so openly and vulnerably. With this last question, it's more about your inspirations, and I know you have a lot of them, but if you could co-write a song with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and why? If you just pick one.
Prince. I would co-write with Prince. let's do a seance right now.
Yeah, yes.
And co-write with Prince. My mum grew up listening to Prince. The day I was born, I think mum said she was playing some Prince in the house. He's one of those artists who is just a songwriting genius and a fantastic lyricist. And I believe that's where all fabulous songs get the word fabulous from, their lyric content. I think a strong lyric, something that hits people in the heart, something that really conjures up an emotion, a memory, as powerful.
Oh, it is. And it's almost unhuman to have that sort of power, isn't it? We tap into that God that's within all of us.
Absolutely. I agree.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, music is very powerful.
It is. It is very powerful. So what is your journey this year? What does it look like? When's your album coming out? What can we expect?
Okay, so I just released my new single, Whatever. It's a very lighthearted, girl power, grab your girls, go out, have a good time, don't care whatever anyone thinks of you, go out, do whatever, say whatever, be whoever you are. So I'm loving that single at the moment. It's getting some really good feedback.
That's good.
And then my journey for the rest of the year is to get this album out to people maybe in a few months' time, and just have people listen to the whole JD Reynolds journey in one album.
That's exciting, and that's such a big accomplishment. So I'm looking forward to that coming out and being ready to be released. Are you going to do shows or a tour or anything like that? I know it's hard in this season to organise that. But
it is. It's difficult because things are changing so rapidly. But I feel the most at home when I'm on a stage.
Yep.
I love interacting with my fans. I love seeing the joy on their faces. I love them shedding a tear when something touches them, because then I start crying as well on stage. So I feel that it's just one big emotional bundle of all kinds of emotions when I'm on stage. Yeah. And I love sharing that feeling with everyone, and I can't wait to get on stage. I'm hoping to do some shows in Australia. I did have a tour planned in America for this year, which has been put on hold to next year. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to interacting with my fans again and just touching base with them all in person.
Very well done. I'm going to put the link to, your music video, your music and your socials and your website, and everything will go into the description of this podcast. And we'll have a blog on the website, songwritertrist.com, as well. And we also have a playlist on Spotify for the Songwriter Trist artists that come on and talk to us. We share their music and collaborate that way as well, just to support everyone. But is there anything else you would like to say to finish up?
I would just like to say to everybody who's listening, thank you for listening. Please check out my music. Ray, you've been awesome. And thank you so much for having me on. And it is a fantastic outlet for singer-songwriters like myself to come on and have a chat. And I truly appreciate your support.
I appreciate you sharing what you shared. And it's been a wild journey, it sounds like. And I think it's only going to get crazier the more you release. Hold on and enjoy the ride.
I will. But, thank you.
But I'm sure I'll see you around at a show sometime. I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks for joining our songwriter Trist today. To join the family and keep up to date with future podcasts, you can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Please leave a review and subscribe. To support the podcast or contact me or our guest, please go to the website songwritertrists.com. Crowd, no one can.